Back at NAFB Trade Talk here in Kansas City on KLGR with Midwest Dairy Association, and I am with Lucas Lynch. He is the CEO. We talked to him at the State Fair earlier this year. I'm with Chris Hines with Midwest Dairy Association as well, and he is a dairy farmer here in Missouri. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Glad to be with you, Chris.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
All right, so Lucas, when we first talked at the State Fair in Minnesota here earlier this year, I know the dairy prices were something we were really concerned about. Have things changed? Has the situation changed a lot at all here since then?
Well, I think it really speaks to the ongoing effort that the Dairy Checkoff is working in to develop the partnerships that are going to really move the needle on dairy consumption. Just this last week, one of the really exciting things was just announced is the partnership with Yum Brands going international. That's the KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. And why that's important, they're in 140 countries with 43,000 restaurants. That's essentially one restaurant for every U.S. dairy farmer. And our contract is in place to make sure that we've got U.S. dairy products going globally with that menu development.
Now, as a dairy farmer, Chris, how are you getting through this situation? We don't have a lot of dairy farmers in our region. We have a few. How do you get through this situation on a day-to-day basis with the prices being where they're at?
Well, you just you buckle down where you can, but I do a lot of work with consumers and different groups, and one thing, this provides an opportunity to show them even when prices are low, our care for the animals still stays at that same level, and it really kind of opens their eyes that, you know, the highs and the lows, the dairy farmers are here each day doing their job caring for the animals, and it kind of makes a different impact on them as well.
So you're having people out, different groups out, to see how dairy operations work and can ask those questions, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We have a variety of different groups, retail case managers, dietitians, school kids, you name it.
And now those that are coming in that maybe don't have the agriculture background, are you seeing them being able to walk away with a different perspective on how agriculture works in general and dairy in specifics?
Definitely. That's probably one of the biggest things I've got from it, is that most people have a genuine desire to actually to be on a farm and to see how it is. They're willing to look at what you do and come away with a different opinion, even if it's not the one they came with.
Lucas, how important is it for the dairy industry, along with all the other commodities, to take that time to educate the consumers who want to know where their food's coming from?
You know, it's one of those things that's very important. We have a consumer that's continuing to want to know where their food comes from, just as you said. And part of that transparency builds trust. And, you know, there's nothing better than our American dairy farmers, our Midwest dairy farmers, opening up their barn doors, so to speak, and really letting the consumers understand how dairy takes place, the great work that our families are working on in animal care, but also all the way through to the care that goes into the milk and milk supply and the dairy products as a result of that. And so it's really consumers equate trust to sales.
Chris, when you have these people out, is there anything that, you know, maybe those, like I said, haven't had that background in agriculture, what is the one thing you're kind of seeing where their eyes are being opened the most about something they're learning for the positive here?
I think it would be care of the animals, is that sometimes they have a different opinion whenever they come in, and they're a little bit concerned about, well, do they really care for the animals? And we address that, but we also just kind of let them see what we do each day. We just walk through what we do, and it becomes obvious, you know, oh, they're doing this with the cows. Wow, cows are comfortable over there. Or, wow, they're feeding new feed each day. They have a nutritionist that comes in. They have a veterinarian that comes in every 2 weeks. Wow, they actually care about the animals. That is probably the biggest takeaway that I think most people get.
And that's one thing. We face this, and this has been something that's across livestock, across the board, has been, you know, you get that one person that gets the right video or edits it the right way and can make it look really bad, and it's a situation that, you know, whether it's a veterinary procedure being done on the animal or the situation they're in for a moment where it might seem like they're uncomfortable, but it's for their safety, that we have to dispel that kind of that stigma that we're mistreating animals, when a lot of the stuff is for their safety and it's only maybe a very temporary situation.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, whenever you get people actually out there and they're able to voice those questions to someone who can provide a legitimate answer while looking at the animal, that really speaks volumes, I find.
All right. So these programs, Lucas, I mean, where do you see them going in the future?
You know, everything that we do is constantly reacting to the needs in the marketplace, but also making sure that we're doing everything we can to assist our dairy farmers in building that trust with the consumers and driving demand, which ultimately leads to better sales. We're going to continue to work in that space. Building the marketplace is also making sure that it's not only a growth plan in the Midwest, but also a prosperity plan. It has to be good for the dairy farmers as well as the dairy food companies that help process that milk for consumers. And then looking internationally, it's going to be really incumbent on us to do everything we can to ensure market access on a global scale. We're great at what we do, but we can't pretend that we're doing it all alone. You know, you take the entire U.S. dairy milk supply, European Union is 1.5 times the size of the United States. It's just a reminder that there's a global competition out there, and we can bring home those global economics right here to really drive our main streets in America, because when you think about rural America and you think about our states, it's agriculture that's continuing to invest in our rural economy, and we've got to make sure that we're a part of that conversation globally. So market access, market access, market access.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Chris Hines, a Missouri dairy farmer, and Lucas Lenz, the CEO of the Midwest Dairy Association. We'll be back from Kansas City right after this.